Now we're going to check in with our old friend, Mike Freeman, CBSSports.com. He joins us on the Metro PCS hotline. He's on Twitter, at RealFreemanCBS, one of the great NFL reporters, and has a new book out, Undefeated, Inside the 1972 Miami Dolphins Perfect Season, hits bookstores and Kindles and all the rest. Tomorrow, Mike, how you been?
Guys, how you doing? I'm calling you from Gillette Stadium. I hope I'm still allowed on the air, but I'm in Gillette Stadium.
little Monday Night Football as the Eagles take on the split squad Patriots. That's what it looks like is happening up there.
That's right. And, you know, I wanted to say before we got into the book, I kind of like what your team's doing up there. I like the coach. I like the quarterback. I like the fact that the quarterback's going to start. I think that's smart. Just get it going. You see some of these other young quarterbacks around the league. Just getting going, and you see what happens. If he takes his lumps, he takes his lumps. But I haven't loved the direction the Dolphins have been in recent years. I'm sure a lot of Dolphins fans I like the direction they're going in now. I think the Dolphins are pretty.
All right, we'll definitely get back to Ryan Tannehill with Mike Freeman of CBSSports.com, but I do want to focus on the book, which comes out tomorrow. You've written a couple of books, I know, and you cover the league on a national level. How did you decide to write a book on the 72 Dolphins at this time?
Well, long story short, I got the idea put in my head really from O.J. Simpson many, many years ago. When I first started covering the NFL for the Washington Post, O.J. Simpson said one of the toughest teams ever went against, if not the toughest, were those Dolphins, the 72 Dolphins and a little bit before that. And he just said they were the smartest team he'd ever gone against and the toughest. And I just started really investigating and looking into. I just kind of, over the years, I've interviewed Shula a lot. I've interviewed a lot of the players a lot. I've spoken to them a lot, and just really like a lot of those guys. And I like writing books about history. This is my sixth book, and all have been sort of have a historic sort of feel to them. So this was sort of a natural thing to do. And when I got the opportunity to do it, I jumped at it. And I'm just really happy with it because I don't want to say this team has been disrespected, but they're not. When you mention the great teams, they're not mentioned in that first tier, and that's where they belong, though. They belong in that first tier. They belong with, you talk about the Steelers or the Bears or the Niners teams with Jerry Rice, Joe Montana. They deserve to be mentioned as right up there with everyone else, and sometimes they're not. And that was one of the main reasons why I wrote the book.
And, Mike, I think that the year before they were a great team. Obviously, the perfect season, they were great. And then the year after that, they were great. So how could they not get mentioned with some of the greater teams?
That's a great question. And I think the biggest reason is what made this team special was they had some very, very talented guys. I mean, it doesn't get much better than Paul Warfield, or the accuracy of Bob Greasy, or Zonka, or Mercury Morris. I mean, those are some really good players. But the biggest thing they did was that they were a smart team, and they were a collective. And when you're those things, when you don't have sort of the glaring sort of Joe Montana, one single defining guy, but you're a collection of great guys, you get lost in the shuffle sometimes. And what you said is true. Before that, that team, before that was really good. They went to three straight Super Bowls, had a perfect season, and won two Super Bowls. That's a pretty significant accomplishment. I think it's one of the best in NFL history, if not the best. But because they didn't have all these numerous stars, and because they were a collective, a collection of really smart, really good players, they don't get the respect they sometimes deserve.
Mike, we're blessed to be Dolphin alumni and this Keith Sims to get a chance to know these guys. We see the Mandy Fernandezes, the Larry Littles around, and get a chance to interact with them. But they are a cast of characters as we know them. So, and I'm sure researching this book, you heard a ton of great stories from Chicken or Greasy. Could you share just one little tidbit with the listeners today?
There's so much. It's, I think the biggest thing that really got me with this book, that really affected me more than anything else, was hearing them talk about, all these guys talk about that first Super Bowl, they lose to Dallas. You know, Joe Robbie's in the locker room crying. Everyone's devastated. They were really just manhandled by the Cowboys. And emerging from that locker room, where you're just beaten so badly and be determined to get back there. And then Shula the next year opens up and says, we're going to win every game. He doesn't mean it in a general way. He means specifically, we're going to go undefeated. It's sort of one of the quotes that's sort of been sort of ignored by history. I think their determination to get back to where they were is what really struck me the most. And it went up and down the roster, down to every guy said, we're going to get back to where we were. And I really, really, when you hear them talk about that, that's the singular thing that drove them. And that, to me, really affected me as a writer.
Mike Freeman of CBSSports.com is with us on the Metro PCS Hotline. New book on the 72 Dolphins comes out tomorrow. Kind of a similar question, I guess, to what Keith just asked, but is there maybe something you learned, you know, whether it was an anecdote or a piece of history that maybe isn't all that well known about the 1972 Dolphins?
Well, I think I knew Shula was really good. How could you not know? But before I really dove into this book, I didn't know just how much he was able to get what was kind of a collection of very different personalities to buy into his system. And that really, more than anything, allowed them to go perfect and to be a great dynasty. You guys know how it is. In that era, 50s, 60s, 70s, you know, Paul Brown, Lombardi, Shula, players respected the coaches more than in some cases today. I don't think I'm overstepping my bounds by saying that. You know, last night I'm on Twitter and I see a tweet from Roddy White. And Roddy White says, he's talking about a coach and says, until it was Todd Haley. And he says, until Todd Haley realizes that players win games, not coaches, he's not going to win. And that kind of attitude was not the same thing under Shula. Shula was able to get the players to believe his way was the right way. And more than anything, that kind of, when you hear players talk about the anecdotes of Shula, that's sort of the core of their message, that the players bought into the coach. And that's a very hard thing to do, especially with a lot of crazy guys and strong personalities like Zonka, Mercury Morris, and guys like that. But he was able to pull it off.
Mike, the Dolphins went perfect in 72. New England almost pulled it off a couple of years ago. Is there a possibility with the way teams are nowadays with the parity and the free agency? Is it possible now, you think, for a team to go undefeated in the league?
That's the big question. And I would say the way the league is structured now, you may see a close call every now and then like the Patriots, but the way the league is structured, probably not. We're probably not going to see another team like the Dolphins again. If we do, it'll be a long time from now because the league doesn't want that. Everything is set up with salary cap, so there's great evenness and parity, so everyone has a shot. And when you have that kind of evenness, it's easy sort of to knock one another off. Even the really, really good teams. You know, the Patriots twice going to the Super Bowl against the Giants, as especially the first time, as heavy favorites, and the Giants beat them. That kind of dominance that the Dolphins had it's pretty much gone, I think. And the league loves that. They want it that way. They don't want a dominant team. So I would say, probably not. We're probably seeing the last of an undefeated team, but if we do see it, it'll be a long, long time from now, years from now.
Mike Freeman. I'm sorry, Mike. His new book, Undefeated, Inside the 1972 Miami Dolphins Perfect Season, is out tomorrow. Definitely going to check it out as he takes us back in time, 40th anniversary of the season. Mike, always great to catch up with you, everybody. Follow him on Twitter, at RealFreemanCBS. Enjoy the Patriots and the Eagles tonight, and we'll definitely catch up with you during the season.
All right, guys. Always appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. There you go, Mike Freeman.